Imagine being in a crowded public place like this and a man pulls out a gun. He starts shooting. There are mass casualties, but is it a terrorist attack or is it a mass killing? What's the difference between the two, and ultimately, does it matter? Well, terrorism, according to Webster's Dictionary, is the use of a violent act to instill fear in order to achieve a political goal. One of the seminal acts of terrorism actually happened here in Munich, the 1972 Olympics. That's when 11 Israeli athletes were held hostage and tortured by the Palestinian Black September movement. They made demands to release prisoners, and in the rescue attempt, both hostages and terrorists were killed. Increasingly, though, we're seeing terrorist organizations are not making any demands. They're just trying to inflict mass casualties and instill fear. Think of many suicide bombings or the Paris terror attacks in 2015, multiple shootings, multiple explosives. What we're also seeing is that terror groups like ISIS have been attracting and exploiting vulnerable individuals. Omar Mateen may have opened fire on that crowded Orlando, Florida club out of personal anger, but he also swore allegiance to ISIS. And the San Bernardino killers, well, they went on that shooting spree inspired by ISIS. And ISIS has been quick to claim ownership, even when there is little direct evidence that ISIS was involved. Now, here in Munich, there were very real fears of multiple shooters engaged in a terrorist attack. It turned out to be the violent act of a single bullied teenager. No political motivation, no terrorist attack. But for the families of victims, that hardly matters. Whatever the motivation, it does nothing to reduce the pain of their loss.